There's something in the air tonight. It feels as if the time is right for something quite amazing to occur. Folks have come from miles around. The census has a homeward bound, and every town and village is astir. There's a feeling we've been feeling, and it's time for a revealing, and it sure would be appealing if it were. It's no ordinary night, not merely black and white, but euphorious and gloriously grand. An extraordinary night, it's no wonder we're excited. Could there be a celebration close at hand? Oh, it feels as if it really could be so. Yes, it's no ordinary night. There's something in the air tonight. The stars are shining extra bright, like something must be brewing in the sky. All the sheep are quiet now, but even though we don't know how, there's much more to this night than meets the eye. There's a growing expectation of a coming revelation. We could use an explanation as to why. It's no ordinary night, not merely black and white, but euphorious and gloriously grand. An extraordinary night, it's no wonder we're excited. Could there be a celebration close at hand? Oh, it feels as if it really could be so. Yes, it's no ordinary night.
Sorry, it's just the sheep.
Maybe you should have become a rabbi like your mother wanted. Herding sheep isn't for the faint-hearted.
Well, the worst part about it is the smell. Other than that,
it's the fact that they're not very smart.
And they're easily stressed.
And their hair is shaggy and matted.
And we live with them 24/7.
Yeah, we're round-the-clock nannies for a bunch of nanny goats.
Now, don't complain. The sheep need us, and we need them. Besides, it's the only life we know.
So, you mean we're stuck out here with these stinky sheep?
Well, every job has its downside, but I can't think of anything else I'd rather be doing.
Then you haven't thought long enough.
Joshua is right. Just look at all those stars. It's beautiful out here at night. Ew, what's that smell?
Like I said, stinky sheep. And we're downwind.
Camped upon a green Judean hillside, underneath the vast and starry sky. There's something special tonight, but the fire is burning bright, and shepherds have to keep a watchful eye. Shepherds have a life that's like no other, but not the kind of life that you might think. It's not a bed of roses, for we have to hold our noses. There's something that this job that really stinks.
Shaggy, smelly sheep. Shaggy, smelly sheep. They need someone to lead them, or they'll quickly lose their way. It's a job to feed them and to keep the wolves at bay. It's a job we plan to keep. Watching shaggy, smelly sheep. Shaggy, smelly sheep. Shaggy, smelly sheep. People say that shepherds are the lowest of the low. There's even lots of places that we're not allowed to go. They also make us work for cheap.
watching shaggy, smelly sheep. It's the only job we've ever had, but it's really not that bad. Shaggy, smelly sheep. Shaggy, smelly sheep. They need someone to lead them, or they'll quickly lose their way. It's our job to feed them and to keep the wolves at bay. It's the job we plan to keep, watching shaggy, smelly sheep.
Man, there sure is a lot of activity out here tonight.
It's because of the census. Everyone's in a big hurry to head to his hometown.
Well, you'd think they at least say hello as they passed by.
Are you kidding? When did anyone ever talk to a shepherd?
Well, why not? King David was a shepherd and everyone seemed to like him.
Well, duh. And how many giants have you killed?
Okay, you guys, knock it off. It is what it is.
And what it is the bottom of the heap. Nobody really likes shepherds.
Most people don't trust us.
They think we're thieves and scoundrels.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that a few bad apples have made us all black sheep.
Careful. Little ears may be listening.
Well, it would be nice if someone at least said something once in a while.
Minding the flock, tending the sheep, trying to catch a moment of sleep. When out of the blue, the night turned to day, an angel appeared, and we heard him say, "Fear not, for I have good news. A Savior is born unto you." And the angel sang, "Glory, glory to God. Glory to God in the highest. Glory, glory to God. Glory to God in the highest. Goodwill to all and peace on earth. Glory to God for the Savior's birth.
This is a sign you'll find him today. In the city of David, in a manger of hay. He's the Christ, God's baby boy. Let the people rejoice and sing for joy.
Glory, glory to God. Glory to God in the highest. Glory, glory to God. Glory to God in the highest. Goodwill to all and peace on earth. Glory to God for the Savior's birth.
Oh, gloria in excelsis Deo. Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Glory to God in the highest. Glory, glory to God. Glory to God in the highest. Goodwill to all and peace on earth. Glory to God for the Savior's birth.
you believe what we just heard?
Can you believe what we just heard?
We heard an angel speak.
An angel appeared to us and told us where we could find the baby.
He spoke to us, to shepherds. Nobody speaks to shepherds.
Well, God did, and he used an angel to do it.
Thousands of them.
But if a whole army of angels came to announce his birth, why would our Savior be born in a manger?
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go find out.
Yeah, we don't want to miss this.
Can't believe we really saw an angel, millions of them filling up the sky, and the news about his birth is the greatest thing on earth that we're about to see with our own eyes. What about the Savior in a manger? Why would he be born in such a place? But God knows what is best, and we are truly blessed to be the first to look upon his face.
Heading down to Bethlehem, gonna see the Savior. Gonna find the baby, cause the angels told us so. Prophets have foretold him, can't wait to behold him. Christ the Lord, a Savior, who was promised long ago.
Wonder what the baby's gonna look like. Will he be like any other boy? We'll have a chance to see when we touch his hands and feet. Just seeing him is bound to bring us joy. Little bitty baby in a manger made the host of heaven wanna sing. From David's royal line, earthly and divine, no wonder we're excited about the King.
Heading down to Bethlehem, gonna see the Savior. Gonna find the baby, cause the angel told us so. Prophets have foretold him, can't wait to behold him. Christ the Lord, our Savior, who was promised long ago. Bethlehem, sink or swim, go. Gonna find the baby, cause the angels told us so. Prophets have foretold him, can't wait to behold him. Christ the Lord, a Savior, who was promised long ago.
Excuse me, we've come to see the baby. May we come in?
I suppose so. How did you know we were here?
An angel appeared to us in the field and told us just where we could find you.
Oh, that makes sense. An angel appeared to me, and to Mary, and to Zechariah, and now to a bunch of shepherds.
So, this is a Messiah?
Yes, isn't he beautiful?
Well, yes, but I didn't expect him to look so human.
The prophet Isaiah said he would be called Emmanuel, which means God with us.
So this little baby is God?
He's God in human flesh, just like you or me. Isn't it amazing?
Yes. Remarkable.
Yes, it is.
Oh, yes, it is. Does he have a name?
His name is Jesus, which means the Lord saved, because he will save his people from their sin.
Stable, who was born this holy night, wrapped in swaddling in a manger, how we marvel at the sight. Son of God, a gift from heaven, come to live up on the earth. Let us bow and kneel before him as we celebrate his birth.
This is Jesus, he's our Savior, that we honor and adore. We will praise his name forever and worship Christ the Lord.
Little baby, little Savior, little one we've waited for. When you grow, your life will show just what your Father sent you for. Born a king to rule forever, yet a child so meek and small. You are Christ the Lord of all.
This is Jesus, he's our Savior, that we honor and adore. We will praise his name forever and worship Christ the Lord.
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the bright sky look down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay.
This is Jesus, he's our Savior, that we honor and adore. We will praise his name forever and worship Christ the Lord. We will praise his name forever and worship Christ the Lord.
Thank you for coming.
We have to go now.
But I don't want to leave.
Chloe, God let us know that Jesus is born, but now we have to let everybody else know.
That's right. This is such great news. I can't wait to tell everyone what I've just seen and heard.
Thank you for letting us see him.
Thank you. Come on, you guys. Let's go. We have good news to share.
Good news for all people.
Jesus Christ is born.
Tell it to your neighbors, tell it to your friends, tell about the Savior's birth, make everyone aware that Jesus our Messiah has come to set us free. Go and tell the Christ is born, born for you and me.
Go and tell, Christ is born, Emmanuel. God with us has come to save. Christ the Lord is born today.
Tell it to your neighbors, tell it to your friends. Tell about the Lord brought a love that never ends. Blessing and forgiveness is what he holds in store. Go and tell that save him, live forevermore.
Go and tell, Christ is born, Emmanuel. God with us has come to save. to the world the Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and heaven and nature sing. Go and tell, Christ is born, Emmanuel. God with us has come to save. Christ the Lord is born today. God with us has come to save. Christ the Lord is born.